The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. A few nights ago, I took my dog, Francis, out for an evening stroll around the neighborhood. As we walked back up to my house, I was struck by the sight of one of the trees in my front yard. I suddenly realized how much this little tree had grown. When I first moved into my house a year ago, it was just this little kind of wimpy oak. It looked more like a shrub, really, than a tree. And then now, I suddenly realized it had gotten bigger and stronger and had more branches, and it looked more like a tree in its own right. I've seen it every day over the last 12 months, of course, but its daily growth was so slow and subtle that I didn't notice it until that evening when it happened to catch my eye. It's kind of like when you see a child every day, you don't realize how much they're growing and changing until suddenly one day you realize with a shock that they are as tall as you are. This got me thinking about how little daily changes add up over time to become true transformation. It just usually happens a little more slowly than we would like for it to. We like instant gratification. We want to see results right away and see change happen all at once. And often we are so wrapped up in the daily stresses and challenges of our lives that we fail to see the miraculous growth that is unfolding before our eyes. I think this is what Jesus is talking about in our gospel lesson today. He says, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain. And when the grain is ripe, at once he goes out with his sickle, because the harvest has come." As human beings, we are always working towards achieving goals. Our goals change from time to time. Your goal might be to be healthier, or to have a more disciplined prayer life, or to improve your relationship with someone that you care about. When we are focused on a goal, we want every day to be harvest day. We are impatient to reap our rewards. But Jesus's parable tells us this. In the kingdom of God, it's not about racking up huge rewards every other day. Rather, living in the kingdom of God is about being faithful every day, even when it seems painstakingly slow or even pointless. Christian disciples are called to tend to our little patch of the garden, doing our part in trusting that God will bring about the abundant harvest in due time. Sometimes we get overwhelmed by the enormity of what is being asked of us. We get ahead of ourselves and we jump straight to the goal, the end result that we're hoping for, and we just think, there is no way that I can get there. I often feel that way. But when I do, I remember the words of Mother Teresa. She said, God does not require that we be successful, only that we be faithful. Not successful, but faithful. This takes so much pressure off of us because it frees us from needing to obsessively control the end result and allows us just to simply focus on the task at hand today. The farmer in Jesus' parable didn't get all twisted up about what might happen to his crops. He just got up every morning and watered the seed and pulled the weeds and did what needed to be done that day. And in the midst of those small acts, that daily faithfulness, God was at work, bringing about growth and bearing good fruit until suddenly the grain was ripe and the farmer realized that the harvest day had come. I'm going to try to remember that in my own life and in my role as rector of St. Andrew's. For example, this is particularly a poignant lesson for me right now because this week I started working out at the gym with my friend, Pastor Megan from Spirit of Joy. We've started deciding we're going to lift weights twice a week. And would you believe that after two times working out, I still don't see any results? So unfair. But I'm trying to remember that if I stick with it every week, little by little, I will eventually see some results. As a church, we have just embarked on this big campus improvement campaign to spruce up our buildings and our grounds and to make our campus more inviting, welcoming, and beautiful so that it's a better reflection of who we are as a church community. It could be very easy for us to look at this long list of projects that need to be done and the lofty fundraising goal and feel overwhelmed and just think, how will we ever get there? But we don't need to worry about that right now. All we need to do, Jesus says, is stay faithful. Do your part today. Tend to your small part of the garden. If we each give what we can of our time and talent and treasure, God will be among us, bringing about growth and bearing good fruit. Little daily changes add up over time to become true transformation. Allow God's transformative power to work in your lives by simply showing up every day and doing your part and trusting God to bring about the harvest day. Amen.